Good day. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you this week's Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On the docket today, significant changes in the fire service levies and a government-industry partnership to tackle soaring insurance costs happening right here in Australia. On May 27th, a major shift for commercial property owners was announced. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand, or IBANZ, is flagging up a potential increase in levy amounts on commercial properties. This stems from proposed modifications to how we fund emergency services. These changes, scheduled for implementation by July 1, 2026, could lead to an affordability crisis, creating an uptick in underinsurance and lack of coverage situations. The shift from valuing on indemnity to a sum-insured methodology could escalate levies by up to 400%. CEO Mel Gorham stated that even with a rate decrease, it wouldn't compensate for the total impact of these changes. It's also important to note that these levies could start to encroach into sectors less in need of Fire and Emergency New Zealand services, causing cost increases for entities like search and rescue helicopters. After the consultation period, feedback will be consolidated for the minister's perusal. Just a few days prior, on May 24th, the Insurance Council of Australia began collaborating with the Australian government to manage the increase in insurance costs, especially impacting areas prone to flooding. A special task force known as the Insurance Affordability and Natural Hazard Risk Reduction Task Force has been assembled by the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. This team will look into potential solutions such as reinsurance pools and direct subsidies. This call to action was motivated by a report from the Actuaries Institute showing 171,000 Australian households grappling with affordability issues. CEO Andrew Hall emphasized the urgency for timely strategies to help affected families while retaining market stability and transparency in risk pricing. Negotiations are ongoing, and while no specific timeline has been shared, progress can be anticipated through the government-appointed task force. That's it for this week's roundup. For those seeking personal or business insurance or more information on this week's topics, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Till next week, keep informed and stay safe. Prepare today to ensure tomorrow. This is Paige Estritori signing off. Thank you for joining me for this week's Insurance News Wrap.